I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to Kiwaha Key Phrases. That's not a direct translation. You'll learn more about exactly what a kiwaha is shortly.
And the aim of this series is karawhiu, give it a go. Just give it a go. Learn some phrases in te reo Māori. That you can drop into your everyday conversation, whether it be a conversation Māori, or you could be having a little English conversation and you can just drop a little kiwaha in there.
Absolutely. Ko Gaian Espana, tōko ingoa, with me te tangata mohi o te reo, Shannon Honui Thompson. She's the boss of things Māori at RNZ. Ko au te tauira, I'm the student. Tēnā koe, Shannon.
Tēnā koe, Gaia.
Now, we're going to be talking a lot about kiwaha. What exactly is it, just so people are all on the same page?
So kiwaha is a slang saying, I suppose, an idiom, a colloquial saying, and I suppose it's more informal. In te reo Māori, the word for informal language is ōpaki.
Ōpaki, that's a good one to learn. All right, let's get stuck into the first of the kiwaha. The first one I've chosen today is koera ana ki te mahi e pahoa I a koe. That's all you are good for. You can change that around to have rātou, mātou, tātou, you know, depending on who you are talking to. But it's a good one to express sort of dissatisfaction in quite a funny way, and it'll depend, like a lot of these do, on how you say it. But koera ana ki te mahi e pahoa e a koe. That's all you're good for. If your kids messed up their room, that's all you're good for.
That's great. And I've got one that you could probably use the next time you interview Winston Peters.
Oh, yes.
Nā wai I tara ai I te wai. Who started all the dramas?
That's a really good one. Kōrero mai anō?
Nā wai I tara ai I te wai. So basically, you know, why water can be nice and calm, and so someone's come in and stirred up the water.
Nice, yeah, that's a really good one to use. This is about as kiwi as it gets, this one. Tēnā pōhehe tēnā. So basically saying, yeah, right. So it's like, you're going to go for a run today, if you've had a bit of a big night or something. Tēnā pōhehe tēnā. Yeah, right, mate. What's your third one?
Mau te kōrero, you can talk, yeah. Or she can talk, yeah. Or he can talk.
So mau te kōrero,
mau te kōrero, you can
saying,
talk.
You're a hypocrite, eh?
Yeah. Like, so, like you said before, it's how you say it. So mau te kōrero, you can talk, or mana te kōrero, she can talk.
Whakanaro atu koe is my third one, which is a little bit rude. Be careful about exactly how you say it, because it's basically saying get lost. Whakanaro atu koe. And I think I ripped you off. You've got another one to go, haven't
yep,
you?
Yep, another one. I've got a third one. Tuatoru, e mea ana koe. Absolutely. Should you even ask? Should I brush my teeth now? E mea ana koe. Absolutely.
So there are the kiwaha, the slang, the idiom. Now we're going to talk about whakatau ki, and if you've been watching this series, you'll know that they're a bit different from the kiwaha, Shannon. How are they different?
Well, they're probably a bit more formal, a formal proverb or formal saying. You know, ōkawa is the language that you would use for a whakatau ki or whakatauaki.
Yeah, what's the one that you've chosen?
Well, I've actually chosen quite a simple one. But I really, and one I've just learned, and I really love this one, he waka eke noa. So it's basically saying we are all in this together. We're all one waka, basically.
Nice,
yeah, we're all on one waka. So yeah. I really love that one. It's really short, simple, but has a lot of meaning.
This is quite a common one to hear, this one. Whaea e koe te iti kahurangi ki te tuohu koe mi maunga taitai. But it's a beautiful one. It basically means follow your dreams, follow your aspirations, and if you bow your head, let it be to a lofty mountain. Is
yep,
that right?
Totally. I love this one. It's one that when I went to secondary school, that was literally our proverb of our school.
Okay, so they are the whakatauki, the proverbs, if you like. We end these sessions with just a simple line, a phrase that we feel you can throw into conversation. This one is, I suppose, to get yourself out of, if you're trying to say, look, I don't speak a lot of Māori, because you've had a bit of a crack, but you don't want people to think that you're an expert. You can say, he iti no iho toku reo Māori. I only speak a little bit of Māori. You could also say, ihara au I te tangata mōhio ki te kōrero Māori. I'm not an expert speaker in Māori. What's one that you're gonna throw into this, Shannon?
Well, I've got one here, and I quite like this word. It's quite new. Taia, someone that's quite. It's a word I never use, but skucks or swag or immaculate. So here, tangata taia, a guy on Espina.
I've never heard this, so I'm not sure whether you've just complimented me or insulted me. But I think you've complimented me.
Yeah.
But. Ka nui te rā mua nāianei, that's enough for now. You can subscribe to a week's worth of these ki waha, ki phrases, everyday sayings that you can use in your reo Māori or reo Pākehā conversations. You can get all this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, wherever it is you get your podcasts, and they're available too on the RNZ app and on radionz.co.nz/series.
And if you want to watch the video or the hōtaka, complete with subtitles, kupu hauraro, which might be helpful to some of you, check out the RNZ YouTube channel and our Facebook pages.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.